The following is Commissioner Kyler, District 2, with his 2023 State of the County Address.
Yes, I typically get to follow Joe, and a little disclaimer. He is a professional writer and professional. My background is site work construction, as Rhonda will tell you. Most of my vocabulary is not acceptable for today, so bear with me. Good morning. I'm Kenny Kyler, the new elected commissioner for District 2. I'm happy to be here to participate in the first State of the County. Thank you to the Chamber for hosting this event. First, there is still confusion about the new commissioner maps. The maps may even be tweaked slightly again this year. Essentially, District 2 is Finksburg, Hampstead, and the Manchester areas. While I technically represent District 2, and those are the voters that elected me, my responsibility is to serve all the residents and businesses of Carroll County. I want to say now and again at the end, please contact me. The best way is cell phone, 443-986-1458, either call or text, or email kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. What have we done since the swearing in on December 5th? We've hit the ground running and conducted meetings, met department heads and staff, attended MACO's winter conference, met with the Maryland Municipal League, held a welcome session with other elected officials, and did other activities. The commissioners serve on 18 boards. We try to rotate so everyone gets experience on each. I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to serve on the Carroll Community College Board of Trustees, MACO, the Maryland Association of Counties, the Transit Advisory Council, and the Veterans Advisory Council. As one of my fellow commissioners likes to say and already alluded to today, this is a part-time job with a full-time commitment. I love Carroll County. I plan to use my experience from private industry and serving on elected community and industry boards to serve the county and its residents. There's a lot to learn. I will make every effort to do that quickly. I thought instead of describing specific areas of concern, I would focus first on the Carroll County as a whole. There are well over 50 departments, bureaus, agency, boards, and commissions. Some are fully controlled by the commissioners, while others are funded by our tax dollars with more self-control. Although some of these areas are more interactive with the citizens, businesses, and the commissioners, all are important and essential. Every county neighborhood and community are impacted by some or all. Probably the most visible, detailed, and time-consuming work of the commissioners is the financial management of the county. This includes developing, reviewing, and approving the budget, and of course, the follow-up monitoring of the finances. We can all talk about what is and what is not important, but what is funded and how it is funded truly shows the level of importance for each item. As a fiscal conservative, my wish is to fund the budget so that we serve the taxpayers as best we can without raising taxes. But it is hard to control the revenue. Real estate taxes and income taxes are the bulk of the county's revenue. Much of that is controlled by state and subject to inflation and factors outside of our control. I enter this year's budget process ready to look at the details, listen to staff about needs and places to save, and make creative decisions. What do the citizens of Carroll County want? What is the best for them? What are my priorities? It is hard to narrow that list right now. Hopefully, I'll get better at it. But here are some of the things to consider in no particular order. Safety, fire and emergency services, sheriff, state's attorney, the courts, emergency communications, public safety. Education, Carroll County Public Schools, Carroll Community College, the library, our relationships with other schools and colleges. Infrastructure, engineering, facilities, public works, road operations, landfill, utilities, broadband. Quality of life, recreation and parks, farm museum, ag center, ag preservation. We also need to consider all the departments, bureaus, and agents that furnish the support to keep the county running. We need to also communicate with our towns and cities to make sure their needs are considered and included. Most importantly, elected officials need to serve constituents while ensuring that their constitutional rights are not violated. I hope we learned a lot through COVID. The overcontrol of government did not save lives. The word emergency does not give us great power. We are here to serve the people. Let us know when we do it right. Let us know when we are not so right. And again, please contact me. Cell phone 443-986-1458 or email kkyler@carrollcountymaryland.gov. I want to hear from you. Thank you for listening today.